Described heaven. I would like to read another passage here in just a moment. And I want to say again to each one that wore a color or a costume from a different culture or a country, you have blessed us today. And then that's all right. You have blessed us today. We thank God for you. And then for those that have chosen to worship Jesus with your family here at Heaven View, we want you to feel welcome and, in fact, welcome home. You may be many, many hundreds and thousands of miles away from what you would consider home, but we pray that you always feel at home in the presence of the Lord here at Heaven View. Then in Revelation 5, we read another picture of what is happening in heaven. Let's pick up at verse number 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals." Speaking of Jesus Christ, goes on to say, "For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." God is bringing together a people out of every culture, every country, and we shall reign together with him because of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God. Thank God. God was in Christ and shedding his blood that we might come together and be his family. So I want to preach for just a little bit. For every nation, Jesus. For every nation, Jesus. Let's just worship the Lord together. Let's just worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. And I know that there are many churches, even here locally, that impact the work of God globally. So as I speak a little bit about Heaven View, I don't want you to think that I am arrogant enough to think that we're the only ones. Far from it. Thank God for every church in this community that reaches beyond themselves to touch the lives of those across the city and around the world. But I do want to thank God for Heaven View and for our attempt to do our part to reach the lost around the world. We mention it occasionally that there are more than 120 ministry partners that rely on our prayers and even rely on our finances. That's why, as you just saw just a little bit ago, the emphasis on missions, the first Sunday of every month. If you were to walk down the hallway on the other side of this wall, you would see a number of our partners represented. And I won't mention every nation, but I can say this, that in Scotland today, in the Netherlands, in Belgium, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, and beyond, we are partnering with leaders in those nations, bringing Jesus to everybody that is seeking for him. We are working with those in the Czech Republic and Romania, in Latvia and Moldova and Russia. And then also, and we saw a beautiful representation just a moment ago, we are giving and praying to reach those in Korea and Japan, Malaysia and Thailand and Vietnam and Vanuatu and New Caledonia and even the Philippines. I thank God that because of your prayers and because of your giving, we're impacting Zambia today and Nigeria and Malawi and Madagascar and Reunion and Seychelles and Ghana and the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda and Ethiopia and Sudan. I'm saying just one church. I know other churches are working and other believers are partnering, but just Heaven View is impacting those that are seeking Jesus in Argentina and Uruguay and Chile and Brazil and Colombia and Honduras and Nicaragua and Mexico and Haiti and the Dominican and the Republic and the Bahamas and Grenada and the Windward Islands. And guess what? I only got about 80 more to go. Just take my word for it. We believe at Heaven View, every nation, Jesus. I believe everybody deserves to feel what we feel when we begin to sing, I came out of that grave. I believe everybody needs to know the God that for every breath I breathe, He is worthy of all the glory and all the honor for every nation, Jesus. Praise God. Why do we emphasize the nations of the world? Why do we emphasize All Nations Sunday? Why do we emphasize praying and giving to help so many countries? It's because the writer said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Oh, I thank God for that. We emphasize the work of God around the world because Jesus said, go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I believe the whole world deserves to know that the name of the Father is Jesus, because the prophet said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The world deserves to know every nation, Jesus. Oh, the name of the Son is Jesus, and the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus, because the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is Christ in you, the hope of glory, and every nation deserves to know Jesus. Praise God. And I know this is going to sound old-fashioned. I'm aware, and I'm just old. I don't look so old, but I am old. Not as old as some of you. And I know that what I'm about to say has been said for many years, even before me. But I am convinced that there is a day coming when we will be gathered around the throne. I believe that when Jesus shed His blood on Calvary, He died, but He rose again. And then He promised that if the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, that same Spirit will quicken our bodies. So when we die, that's not the end of the story. There is life after death, because there is life in Jesus Christ. And when we stand around the throne, we're not just going to be Americans. We're not just going to be Europeans. We're not just going to be Africans. We're not just going to be South Americans. But we are going to be one nation under God for real. We are going to be the people of God worshiping Him. And we will sing a new song, and that song will be this: you are worthy, you were slain, and you have redeemed us unto God by thy blood, out of every tribe, out of every tongue, out of every people, and out of every nation. And when we stand around the throne, it's going to be far more glorious, because somebody from Ethiopia is going to be standing next to somebody from Spain, who's going to be standing next to somebody from Brazil, who's going to be standing next to somebody, I hope, from Winston-Salem, because Jesus died for every one of us. Oh, would you clap your hands and thank the Lord? As if to say, every nation, Jesus. Every nation, Jesus. Praise God. My daughter brought some friends. I'm so glad they're here. Katie and Emma. I'm getting worked up because they know that their friend's dad needs to lose a bunch of weight. And they've been praying. I think they've been praying. So I'll calm down after I lose about 50 pounds. In Matthew 24, we read, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Oh, I tell you what, I want to go to heaven so bad. I don't want to drink any crazy Kool-Aid. That's not my point. But I want to go to heaven so bad that I want this gospel to make it to every culture and every country. I want to pray. I want to give. I want to work. I want to serve until every nation knows Jesus. I thank God for every missionary that travels to the regions beyond, because the gospel of the kingdom will be preached. Every nation, Jesus. I thank God for the missionaries that meet us here, that come and visit, some that stay and are a part of our church family in between their seasons of ministry overseas. But I want you to know that something has happened in our generation that is almost unprecedented, because now each one of us that live right here in the triad, we are able to claim the role as missionaries. Maybe we don't leave our families and we don't leave our cities. Maybe we don't leave our homes, but the nations of the world have come to us. And because the gospel of the kingdom needs to be preached everywhere, I'm here to celebrate that now we do have missionaries that are going to every continent, but we have missionaries right here in Winston-Salem that tomorrow they will go to schools and they will go to jobs and they will serve in communities and they will reach the nations right here in our community, because every nation deserves to know Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? We used to sing, everybody ought to know. I didn't used to sing it, obviously, but somebody was singing it. But they used to sing, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. What if that's why you're on that job? What if that's why you go to that school? What if that's why you live on that street? Because everybody ought to know who Jesus is. I got a neighbor from Cuba. I got another neighbor that's from the Dominican Republic. I got another neighbor that's from Colombia. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Some of you might work with someone from Pakistan or someone from India. Some of you might know someone that even actually has moved here recently from Nigeria. I'm here to tell you, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. And I'm glad we're sending missionaries to all those places. But if they're in Winston-Salem, if they're in Greensboro, if they're in Kernersville, I thank God that we can link up with other churches and other believers and say, let me tell you who Jesus is. Because every nation deserves to know the Lord. Praise God. We used to sing, red and yellow, black and white. Put them together and watch them fight. Y'all weren't singing that, but that's what I was singing. Now, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. I don't mean to be offensive, but I would never want to go to a church that wasn't a red and yellow, black and white church. I wouldn't want to go to a church like that. And I know there are certain communities that just by virtue of the neighborhoods and all that, and they don't have the privilege that we have here today. But because we are so blessed to live in an area where we can cross some cultural barriers and even cross some racial boundaries, we ought to celebrate that every service. We ought to find a way to advertise to the world, hey, for every nation, Jesus. And you don't have to go to another country or another continent, but right here at 1410 West Clemensville Road, you can worship with somebody that's from Aruba. You can worship with somebody that's from Australia. You can worship with somebody that's from the Bahamas. You can worship with somebody that's from Canada. You can worship with somebody that's from the Congo, because every nation, Jesus, and they're right here. Praise God. I thank God for those that join us on Sunday right here in Winston-Salem, and they've come from the Dominican Republic. I thank God that those that worship with us, some hail from El Salvador. I thank God for those that worship with us from Guyana, even some from as far away as India and Italy. Thank God that some worship with us from Jamaica and Mexico and even Nigeria. I thank God for those that worship with us from the Philippines and Puerto Rico and Russia. I thank God for the Slovaks that worship with us. I'm just saying, for every nation, Jesus. And if God has led them to Winston-Salem, I believe he wants to take them one step further and lead them to Heaven View. He wants to lead them to me, and he wants to lead them to you, because every nation deserves to know the Lord. It is estimated that at least 35,000 people in Winston-Salem were born outside the United States of America. I just feel like they deserve to know Jesus. And some of them are coming from countries where a missionary never made it to their village, or a missionary never made it to their town, but they have come to this community. And some of you now, as you think about it on All Nations Sunday, you can just kind of picture last Friday when you sat around together with a few co-workers, and you could tell that there was at least one or two, they didn't grow up in Winston-Salem and perhaps didn't even grow up in the United States of America. Let me tell you something, it's not by accident that they were having lunch with you on Friday. God is on a mission to reach every single person that doesn't know about the love of Jesus, and he has positioned you. And you know how it must be when you come to a country that is not your country. You're immersed in a culture that's not your culture. You know what would make all the difference? Just a friendly face. Just someone that would say, you know what? We may eat different foods and we may come from different places, but we can have a connection that is genuine and real, because Jesus died for every single person, regardless of their language, regardless of their culture. And so for every nation, Jesus. Praise God. Brother Brian read this passage from Revelation. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. It's interesting that in heaven, you could distinguish that there were from different nations, different tribes, because we celebrate here not just that we are a multicultural church, we're thankful for that, but even beyond that, we are striving to be intercultural. In other words, if we have a family, and thank God we do, and they don't come from here, maybe they come from India, it's not just something we're excited about that they're a part of our church, but we want to celebrate that our church is better because we have someone from somewhere else that's worshiping Jesus with us. We can learn from each other. We can help each other grow together. I'm not just talking about looking around and saying, well, that person looks different than me, and that person doesn't come from where I come from. I'm talking about crossing the aisle and saying, I know I can learn something about you and your walk with God, and I can grow a little bit stronger in my faith because of your background. It's not that we want to have a church that represents a bunch of divisions, but we do want to celebrate that when we worship together, yes, we are one, but thank God we are one from Italy, and one that's from South America, and one that's from Zambia. Whatever the case may be, we want to celebrate that. And then when you're at work or school or wherever, you meet people that you know they're not from where you're from. There ought to be something inside of you that says, if I could connect with them, my goodness, my life would be better, because God is bringing us together so that in heaven we're going to be together for eternity. My brothers and sisters, there is so much division in the world. Let's not let there be division in the church. There's so much prejudice in the world. Let's not let there be prejudice in the church. For every nation, Jesus, in Jesus' name. And so what I am saying is that if you were to look at a statistical map of Winston-Salem, the folks that live here from Greece are such a small number that they wouldn't even show up by name in those statistics. The folks that are from China that call Winston-Salem home, they wouldn't show up on a statistical map because their numbers are so small. It wouldn't say this percent from China and this percent from Nigeria and this percent from Ghana. You know why? There's just so few of them that we put them all together in a category we call other. I'm not shaming Winston-Salem. I love where I live. But I'm saying that Heaven View needs to make sure that we don't put anybody from China in a category called other, that we don't put anybody from Nigeria in a category that we call other. I'm saying that if God has put you in the path of someone, even just one, that's not from here, and you don't know where they're from, or you don't understand the language they speak when they're on their cell phone, if it's just one, remember, we serve a God that would leave the 99 just to reach one, that shed his blood just for one. And I'm asking you on All Nations Sunday to say, even if it's just one in my neighborhood, even if it's just one in my school, even if it's just one on my job, they're not going to be other. They're not going to be designated as someone that doesn't even count. I'm going to recognize Jesus died for him and Jesus died for her, and Jesus positioned me to reach that one. Can you say amen? Amen? There was a man that was preaching in the Triangle, the Raleigh-Durham area. Musicians, you can come. He was preaching the gospel. He was preaching about reaching the lost. It was on a Sunday night. After he preached his message, he had a nice meal with the pastor, headed back to the hotel. And as he laid in bed, the Lord began to speak to him. I know you can preach it, but can you live it? That's been speaking to me lately. Anybody can scream about it, but somebody's got to do something about it. Somebody's got to say, I'm an ambassador. Amen. And so it got to be around 2 a.m, and he could not sleep because of his burden for reaching lost people. And he felt like God prompted him to get out of his bed, to get dressed, to get in his car, and just drive. And so in the Triad area, or in the Triangle area, he's just driving down this street, down that street. And he senses God leading him, make a left here, make a right there. And after a little bit of driving, he shows up on the campus of Duke University, and he's just driving through the campus, and then he sees a man sitting on a park bench, and God says, that's the one you're supposed to reach. He got out of his car in the middle of the night. He walked over to that park bench and said, I'm so-and-so. And that man, who was from China, said, it's about time you got here. Said, I've been waiting. He said, I have studied at this university for 4 years. And before I left China, they said, when you go to the university, you're going to learn a lot about your field, but you're also going to know about Jesus. because in America, everybody knows about Jesus. And you'll have the freedom to go to church, and you'll have the freedom to discover who God is, and then you can come back and you can let us know. And the man said, my car is full of all my belongings. I'm heading to the airport in a few hours, and I have been here for 4 years, and nobody has told me about Jesus. What an awesome God that he would reach somebody in such an extreme way, because for every nation, Jesus. And I thank God that somewhere around 15 or 16 nationalities or cultures are represented at Heaven View every single Sunday. But I want to just declare that if the Lord tarries 1 year from now, I'm asking God to give us at least twice that many. That there will be over 30 different nationalities that are worshiping in this church a year from now. Because for every nation, Jesus. And I believe God wants to use us to reach them. I'm saying, if you're working with somebody that ain't from here, get over it. Start loving that person. Start caring for that person. Forget about the politics of our generation. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but we're here for more than that. We're here because Jesus shed his blood for us. And because he has positioned us with the freedom and opportunity to reach his world. While you're seated, I want you to bow your heads with me for just a moment. And in your own way of praying, would you just say, Lord, I want to reach somebody that's not like me. I want to reach somebody that ain't where I'm from. I want to reach somebody, Lord, that maybe eats different food than I eat. I want to reach somebody that maybe speaks a different language than I speak. God, I'm a little bit overwhelmed by the opportunity. I sometimes am afraid to meet new people, but God, I feel like for every nation you died, for every nation you shed your blood, and for every nation you rose again, and for every nation you're coming back, and I want to do my part to reach my world for you. And you say, in Jesus' name, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We are called to love because God has loved us so much. We are called to forgive because God has forgiven us of so much. And we are called to reach because God has reached us. And I want to say to someone here today, I don't know who you are, and I don't want to embarrass you or put you on the spot, but if you are here today and you have never put your faith in Jesus Christ, you are welcome at Heaven View. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't, just look around. As much as we come from everywhere else, I tell you one thing that we have in common. We all need Jesus. One of the wonderful things about the Bible, the history of God working with people, is that in Genesis 9, you read about the Tower of Babel, and you see God allowing the nations of the world to be scattered. Because as they were coming together under one language, under one flag, if you will, they were trying to get to God on their own terms, and it doesn't work that way. But if you fast forward to Acts chapter 2, what God did with language to divide people, God is doing now with language to unite people. Because when people put their faith in Jesus Christ, when people repent of their sins and they're filled with the Holy Ghost, they're baptized in the name of Jesus. It is amazing that the initial sign in Scripture of people being filled with the Spirit is that they speak in a language that nobody else around them is speaking. God has given it to them to speak. Can I tell you, that still happens? And the thing that's going to bind us together when we all get to heaven is not the country we come from. It's not the food we eat. It's not even the language we were taught to speak. It's going to be the Spirit of God that's flowing through us, the Spirit of God that's working in us, the Spirit of God that's in this atmosphere right now. And I want us all to stand. And if you're a guest here today, you're going to see something so amazing in about the next minute or so. When we invite people to come to the altar at the end of the service, it's like an army of people that come. Because we don't want anybody to come down here and pray by themselves. We want everybody to know that we all need Jesus. And if you will come to the altar with brothers and sisters, you don't have to know who they are, their names, or where they're from. But if you will join them in just lifting up your hands and saying, Jesus, I want your Spirit to flow in my life today. I want your Spirit to touch me, Lord, so that I can receive every blessing you have for me. I'm here to tell you that when the Holy Spirit moves, people are healed. When the Holy Spirit moves, people are strengthened and encouraged. Needs and miracles happen. And of course, when the Spirit moves, people are filled with Jesus Christ. Is there anybody that will just come and join us? From every nation, would you come? From every nation, would you come? From every nation, would you come? And as you stand, just raise your hands and say, I'm ready, Jesus. I'm ready for your Spirit to touch me. I'm ready for your Spirit. I invite our guests to come. I invite anyone that's a part of this church family to come. I invite anybody that wants the Spirit of God to flow in your life to come. And wherever you're coming from, don't just speak the language you learned as a child. Let the Spirit of God take over your prayer. And let God speak through you today. In the name of Jesus, God, pour out your Spirit here today.